Good evening. My name is Bruce Silverberg. I'm a resident of downtown San Luis. I teach architecture at Cuesta College. I moved here 16 years ago, and really almost from day one, every time I'd walk through downtown, which was nearly every day, I would look up at the Anderson Hotel, and I would think to myself, that's probably the most sustainable building in San Luis Obispo. And I kept thinking, why is that the only one? I want to register my very strong support for the proposed zoning changes. You know, I believe there's some tropes that go around about historic character and views, and I think they kind of lead us toward what I think are false choices. We, and I account myself as sort of, I just crossed into what I would call the emerging elderly demographic, but I have to really stand with the future, and I have to really insist, or certainly urge, that we don't regard our character as somehow preserved in amber. History is always being written. Tomorrow, today, will be history. I hope you will actually keep the proposed zoning height at 75 feet. If you end up taking away a view, you can walk a little bit farther and see the view again. I don't come downtown to see views. I come downtown for a vital downtown. I think that we can have plenty of character, we can honor our history, but we can also write some new history. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Is Les back here?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. I was in the other room and listening to the reports of growth, growth, growth. I've been here since 1967, so 51 years of my life. I'm just concerned. I mean, I've seen some beautiful things happen since 1967, went to Cal Poly, graduated. I wanted to stay here for the rest of my life. And hope to do that. But I'm really concerned, not only, yeah, we got growth, but now where's our limit? We got three new hotels going up. We've got the Cal Poly dorm across from Foothill Barber that I used to go to, four stories high. We've got three Section 8 housings going up, affordable housing, great. We've got the commercial growth happening here, not to mention the water. I've let my lawn die for 5 years now. And where does the water come? Hotels are going to use the toilets flushing every day, laundry every day. And I just wonder, is it all taken into account? So I would like to really know the answer of who ties it all in, Caltrans, water, everything. But we have so many buildings going up. And if we have another couple of years of severe drought, we're in trouble. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Hi, Council. Thank you very much for your hard work. It's appreciated. My name is Jen Yost. I live on Palm Street, adjacent to the proposed downtown overlay. I feel foolish for being here right now because I have not been at any of the previous meetings, and there have been many. And so I think that I represent a voice that may have been missed through the previous community outreach efforts. I feel like I share many of the ideals that this council has about infill building and high density and affordability in our town. And I think that this zoning changes really address much of that, but I'm here tonight to speak in opposition to the 75-foot on Monterey Street. And the reason that I'm speaking opposed to it is really for three reasons. One, I felt like the process has not actually been transparent because I am somebody who receives all the city emails. I got the city postcards announcing me about this change. They don't make any sense to a normal person. The signs posted on Monterey Street never mention anything about building height. And even the email that you sent out yesterday, lauding all of these great accomplishments, didn't mention anything about building height increase. And so I found that frustrating. I would have been more involved, I think, if somebody had said that a 75-foot tall building was going to go on Monterey Street. Also want to address the affordable housing. I want affordable housing in this town as well, and I want high density, and that can still happen in a shorter building. And in fact, this zoning update is your opportunity to demand affordable housing go in to even a 50-foot building. And I want to also address the point that affordable housing has a legal definition, and it is for very low incomes, and that is going to apply to some people in the community, and all the rest of the housing is still not going to be affordable. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. First, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Jonathan Reynolds. I just moved here from South Carolina, and I decided to make San Luis Obispo my forever home. So I'll be here for a while. I wanted to voice conditional support for the legislation tonight. And the condition is that I don't know that the ordinance takes into consideration the effect this is going to have over time on commuters. As the supply of commuters increases over time due to the population growth, and the parking supply is limited by these lesser restrictions that are placed on developers, I fear that the parking fees are going to go up. Commuters who commute into the city every day are paying anywhere from $1 to $10, $12 each day, 25 days a month for their parking. We're talking almost a utility bill, $200 or $300 a month in parking. And 5, 6, 7 years from now, if we don't allow the amount of parking to grow in proportion to the amount of commuters that are coming into this community, we are going to price them out of being able to work in San Luis Obispo. I would also like to affirm some comment that was made by a previous speaker in that I do not believe these tiny houses are going to be temporary units. This idea that they're going to need to apply every year and incur a fee for the application every year to be able to maintain their residence, their primary abode, is going to impose an undue burden on them. We need to consider these tiny houses as permanent dwellings, and we need to pass regulations that allow them to have some sort of security in the permanence of their home. I'm excited to be in San Luis Obispo. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, and welcome.
Good evening, Council. Phil Hurst. Just wanted to kind of talk about a bigger picture. In the beginning, SLO was Native Americans and Mexicans, and they left the door open. Then the Spanish arrived, and they left the door open. Then the 49ers and the Pioneers arrived, and they left the door open. And Cal Poly was built, and the students arrived, and they left the door open. Then the Great Depression punished our country, and the refugees arrived, and they left the door open. And World War II ended, and the veterans arrived, and they left the door open. And then the NIMBYs arrived, and they started closing the door behind them. Most people in my generation have no hope of owning a home in SLO. Tiny Homes on Wheels is an interesting way to offer a cheap imitation of home ownership to younger and poorer individuals.
Hello, Council. My name is Jeff Diedenhofen, and I am in my last quarter right now at Cal Poly. I'm a student over there, double major in finance, industrial tech, working a couple jobs as well. It's pretty disappointing that I'm unable to really find, you know, affordable housing. Last year, you know, I lived with a buddy sharing a room, and even that was pretty expensive. So it would be nice to be able to have more opportunities to live inexpensively so I could use that capital to, you know, start up a business and continue to grow San Luis Obispo. And with that in mind, you know, I'm going to go into the topic of tiny homes. Tiny homes, I work in real estate investment. Tiny homes, they're really nice looking, you know. They're not like your basic, you know, kind of tin looking RV type of thing, which, you know, are still cool. But, you know, tiny homes, they look good, you know. They look good next to the house, which is nice. And one of the things that I've done with, you know, my real estate investment is I've noticed that pretty much when I'm buying a property, I look at two things. I look at the condition of the property, and I like to look at, you know, how much rental income I could get from this, how much money I can make from it in the future. And, you know, people they love their acreage and everything, but, you know, when I'm buying a property, I don't really care about the acreage. I care about that rental income. You know, I'll pay more for a property if it has a tiny home in the backyard. It just, you know, it just seems nicer. You know, I'll make more money off of it. I think we should give people the choice to have a tiny house. So
thank you very much.